And if someone says, you know, I don't know how to pray, where do I start? I guess I have two things to say. I would also say, you know, the commands are, you know, you forgive and you do all these things, but also you're going to and you're talking to him.
Amen.
Just imagine him as a loving father that you can talk to.
Amen.
And just lay, you know, how they say, I want to get something off my chest. Get it off your chest with the Lord, with God. You know, but in a respectful way.
Amen.
You know, not in a way where you're angry. You know, just your tone, you know, when you're speaking, when you're praying, your tone, you'll be able to tell, you know, if there's still some, you know, anger there. So get, you know, you want to say, and some people say, well, it's hard to forgive. But the Bible says if the Lord tells you to do something, it's not impossible, because he would not tell you to do something that you could not do. So you forgive as an act of your will. You don't have to feel like it. You just do it. And because the Bible, he tells us we must forgive before we're forgiven. So,
amen.
That's one thing. And then again, the second thing I would say is to pray the Lord's Prayer. And the people were asking Jesus, you know, how do we pray? And in Matthew 6, 9 through 13, that's the Lord's Prayer. It conveys the idea of God's sovereignty, his holiness, and the desire for his will to be done on earth. And this sums up our life as followers of Jesus and how we should live. So that's just a good all-around prayer, the Lord's Prayer. If you want to start with praying it every day and memorizing it. And what I do, I still pray this prayer quite often, but I personalize when I pray. Like it says, therefore, pray this way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You know, you can, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I personalize it. Like I say, I will say something like, dear Heavenly Father, and I will add people's names that I'm praying for. You know, I declare and decree so-and-so, we are lovers of righteousness, and we do unto others as we would have them do unto us. We behave, we conduct ourselves on this earth as if we were in heaven. So that's how I break down prayers sometimes. I use the words, and I make it personal.
Amen.
And you can just start that way.
Amen.
And the, you know, repetition, if you keep doing something over and over and over, you will have it down. So I would just say, just be, you know, make it personal. And if you're praying for others, just add other, you know, add your family, which I do a lot. Still bad in other prayers, but I'll just go over the prayer real quick. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, now like I just said, he's telling you what his will is, and we want God's will. So we want to conduct ourselves on this earth as we would in heaven.
Amen.
And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. So we want to forgive. There it is right there again. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I pray, you know, God, you know, may you send your ministering spirits to walk before us. I declare and decree our feet will not turn right or left, but stay on the path of righteousness. Just however you want to add things in, but you learn as you go, as you read the Bible, you learn the scripture, and then you can incorporate the scripture. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. That's the prayer. And that was just a little bit of me adding, you know, making it personal as I say the prayer.
Amen.
So if your goal is to conduct yourself on this earth as you would in heaven, because that is God's desire for you in your life, you know, you're doing it right. You're pleasing him that way.